We're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
So you're quicker than I am, Esther. All right. All right, good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk, coming to the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is still Wednesday, May 28th at approximately 10:30. We're meeting for the administrative portion of our regular scheduled commission meeting. We have numerous items on consent. I would move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. All righty. Where did my discussion? As soon as I find my sheet.
You need this?
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Julie. Mm-hmm. Okay, discussion items. Item B1, telephone interpreter services. Stacy. Thank you, Julie.
All right, this is something that I just wanted to quickly discuss and bring to your attention. Telephone interpretive services is a company that ITD has a contract with, so there's already a state contract, and it's a company that you can call into if you ever need to, if you have someone who does not speak English that you need to serve. I did use this service at the health department from time to time, and I kind of asked around here, and it didn't seem like it had been a big issue, but we do have a growing state, a growing population, and I think it's important that we're ready and have the tools that we need to serve anybody who we need to. So I included the information for you. The important thing to know is that if you don't use it, you don't pay anything. So it's no big deal to just have the information and out there so that people know about it. If you do call into the line, it's 82 cents per minute, and they're available 24/7, 7 days a week. Did you guys get that sheet?
I don't think I have that.
Okay. I gave it.
Oh, here's one.
Okay. I gave it to John yesterday, but maybe it got.
Oh, sometimes he puts stuff in our inboxes.
Okay.
Instead, I don't know unless he knew it was in. For the meeting. We can. You've got it. All right. Thanks, Stacy.
So I guess my only proposal was just to make you aware of it, make sure that you support it. And what I could do is just put together an instruction sheet of how to use this service and then send it out to everybody so that they have it if they ever need it.
So this, tell me how this would be used.
If somebody calls and does not speak English, you conference in that line. So you would call that line, you tell them what language you need, and an interpreter comes on the line and interprets back and forth for you. Mm-hmm. Same as if somebody would walk into the office to the front desk, you could get out the speakerphone, call the interpreter, and the interpreter talks back and forth and interprets between the people. So I have used it. It takes a little getting used to the first couple times that you use it, and but it's great when you need it, because if you have somebody walk through your door that needs help and you're not able to help them because of a language barrier, it's very frustrating. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to contract with these folks, or how?
Nope. There's already a state contract through ITD, so the contract's already in place. You just call in and you provide that contract number that's on there, and then they'll ask you what agency you are so they know who to bill, but there's no sign-up or contract needed because it's already a state contract.
Nice. Thank you for bringing it forward and getting us prepared for it.
Yeah.
I think it makes great sense if you could just touch base with Josh so he knows the billing protocol. I don't expect we need to budget much for this.
No.
We could handle this pretty easy out of our office. Hunter, Josh is right there. Good. Can you have any negative things we're missing here, Agent Gallion? Can you handle this?
I think so, sir.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, like I said, it was more of an awareness thing
for staff.
Yeah, in case we needed it. Like I said, it's good to be prepared. I did use it from time to time at the health department, and it was really helpful. So,
mm-hmm. Will you talk to the frontline folks that are on the phone answering list and make sure they're aware of it and how they can employ it if they need it?
Yes, I will put together an instruction sheet and send it out if that's okay with everyone.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds right. Great.
Good work,
Stacy. Thanks, Stacy.
Ending good?
Good. Good.
All righty. Item B2, progress reports, Mr. Culk and Mr. Diller. We've had this discussion before, you and I.
Yeah.
Mike, I appreciate your email, and I do not say that I disagree with you. I just wanted to talk through it a little bit because your concern, the way I understood it, was you just get all these progress reports that are gumming up the IT box, and if you need to review them, you can get at them.
That's exactly that is the argument. You know, when I first walked around staff and asked, are you looking at these things? No, no, you know, it didn't appear that anyone was looking at them and simply deleting them. Since then, Jerry has fessed up to me that, in fact, he does open the ones that are assigned to him, and he does look at them and then delete them. But so, you know, there. I don't want to say there's no value in this. And I will also say up front here that, I mean, part of the reason I did this was I was talking to John and saying, John, I get all these things and I never look at them. How does that make you feel? Kind of the deal. And he said, I'm afraid, Mike, nobody's looking at them, and it takes me a lot of time to push these around. And so that was part of it.
Well, and that's the crutch of the discussion, though, Mike, is because from my viewpoint is that while all of staff doesn't need to look at them, some staff needs to look at them. And so I guess I thought that I like getting them because I do look at them.
Yeah.
Because it keeps us abreast of what's going on in the projects that we approve, and if there's something you see in there with sinkholes in a pipeline or something, it so that was my viewpoint. But if my colleagues don't want to look, don't need to look at them, or can find them other places, or we can pare down the staff, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, I think really the decision maybe I'm looking for is
you don't want to be on the list, Mike. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah. No. It's not. It's not just about me. It's just about the whole process. But you know, I.
But
think,
Mike, the process is that I like to look at them.
Okay.
So you got one commissioner.
Then if you have one, if you have one commissioner that wants to look at them, you might as well distribute them to whoever else wants to see them.
I'm curious, what is the time-consuming aspect of the process for John, and is there a way to streamline that?
No, I don't have the answer to that.
He has to scan them all in. I talked to
and
John.
Wouldn't he have to scan them all in anyway to docket them?
Yeah, they're already docketed, so.
What do you mean they're already docketed? They have to be docketed.
They have to be docketed.
So they're going to be scanned in anyways.
Right. The other.
So it's just sending them out on an email is the extra step.
Yeah, and one of Mike's comments was it took up a lot of room in the mailbox. I have a solution for that. They're already docketed. Send the link instead of the document. That would take up a lot less room in the mailbox.
I just delete them. That's why I don't understand them. Computer, you just read them and delete them. If I need them, I go back and get it. So,
yeah, you have to go double delete them.
Yeah. If I could add, I really like Steve's idea
just
about
the link.
Sending that link because it is a real problem. These files are huge, and it clogs up the email. And my email is just full, and that's the big problem with them.
Especially when you're traveling, it gets to be
a
problem.
And then all of a sudden, your iPad's dead until you get home to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fix it again.
Is that mailbox size set by Steve or by IT or?
ITD. Is there a way to make it bigger?
Public Service Commission has 2 gig mailboxes. Most of the rest of the state has 500 meg mailboxes.
Wow. So we already got big ones. But I mean, I know for me, you have to aggressively. I have to aggressively manage my email account every day, otherwise it's gummed up, and that's just the way it is.
What do you get for Hotmail? I'm just curious. Why should you get better email service from Hotmail than you do from ITD?
It goes back to a bigger discussion at Jerry that we would support having our own IT services in the North Dakota Public Service Commission. How about this then? If we, when John's out today for a funeral, but tomorrow, I have no problem with him sending the link. That seems like that makes sense.
Sure.
But I do like getting them, and that would solve your problem with the gumming up the inboxes and maybe save John some time. So. Question was the link be accessible outside. So, okay, is that okay with Randy, Julie? That okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good solution to me.
There we go. That'll be my chest. Steve, can you double check that I remember to talk to John about this? Okay, thank you, Mike. Good point.
And I also, just to close the loop on this, who is the staff person that's supposed to look at those?
Depends
Pat?
Whose project it
I'm
is.
I'm assuming it's mostly Pat and Julie.
I think whoever's the staff lead is and when the project
and
is.
Jerry.
For the electric ones, I look at those that are mine.
For the transmission stuff.
And wind farms.
And wind farms, yeah. And all the pipelines would be Pat and Julie.
Whichever is assigned to it.
Okay.
Whatever staff lead is in the motion when we approve it would be the staff lead on following through on it. But for Stacy, it might be nice to get those. I mean, not you don't have enough to do, but a lot of times when you go through those, you can see something that might turn out to be somebody calling complaining about something because it just there's information in there, especially like when it gets wet, you'll start having problems with filling. It's just nice to have an awareness and all the other things we do.
It is a weekly report. That I don't know if everyone understands that. And so, I mean, my thinking was rather than look at these things parsemeal weekly, the analyst or the person in charge of the construction could simply go in there once a month or once every couple of months and go bang, 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 as opposed to having 10, 20, 30 emails a week. We've decided it.
But Mike, we'll put links out there for you, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to get off of it myself.
Yeah, that's fine. And so
I just brought it to your attention.
But that's fair because you wouldn't have really a reason to be getting that information.
Right.
So, okay, let's see. Julie, NARUC draft resolutions.
I just was going to throw this out. It's kind of in line with the CO2 stuff, the carbon regulation. I noticed reading through some emails yesterday that NARUC is calling for draft resolutions for their summer meeting and just wanted to talk to my colleagues and see if you guys are interested in proposing one on the carbon regulations, on seeing what's out there already. I'm not entirely sure about this process, but I know you're head of that coal group and maybe you already have one, Brian.
No, it's a great point. The last meeting I went to, there was heated debate on there was a CO2 resolution that was passed. So there's one out there that basically says kind of what our position would be, that we support at some point in time when technology is available. We don't want to get ahead of things and take time. So there's a existing NARUC resolution that got really heated to get passed. And so I don't know that there'll be a new one this time around. I think what will happen is that the president will announce next week what the final rules are. And so I don't think there'll be time to have one for this July meeting, but there probably will be a resolution that will come in the November meeting.
On the existing plant
rules. On the
existing
plants. But if you want, I mean, I'm not against something. I just know that there was probably 10 resolutions that boiled down to one that got passed through all the different, because the subcommittee votes on it, mm-hmm. and of course, as you know, it works its way through, and it was really tough to get consensus on any type of resolution on that.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, okay, well, I'll look at the existing one, and then just stay tuned.
The one reason it's a great point to talk about, is that the value of the NARUC resolutions, and Tony always talked about this, but when NARUC gets asked to testify by Congress on something, they go back and use their resolution as how they get their viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we have resolutions on all these issues, because then when Chris or somebody has to go testify to the Energy Committee, they just read the resolution on behalf of the community. They don't ever pick one state.
Yeah. Well, and it's a good discussion point at the meetings.
Absolutely.
And it's others are going to be driving their point of view on the resolutions and we ought to be driving ours as well.
When is the deadline for resolutions again, you said?
I didn't notice the deadline, actually. I'm not sure that they're...
But one thing we might be helpful, though, is that if we do see resolutions that pop up between now and the July one that are things we're certainly against, we're going to have to be prepared to counter those at NARUC, like the last time I was out there, because we want to make sure that... Because the committee process... I don't worry much about the coal subcommittee because that usually goes the way I think is right. But it's the other subcommittees that may have different viewpoints. The environmental one always tends to be the complete opposite of the coal subcommittee.
Right.
Surprise.
I can double check that date.
Randy, do you have any thoughts about that?
I think we're going down the right path. We'll look over the existing resolution before we propose a new one.
I'll just email out the date when I find it. I might have deleted that newsletter.
Okay. Is there any other items for discussion that we wanted to add? Randy?
Nope.
Julie?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Was it in here? Monday, June 30th.
Oh, good. Okay, wait. Then we've got the month of June.
Draft
then.
Resolutions for consideration during the July 13th meetings are due to Brad Ramsey by Monday, June 30th. So there would be time to draft something in response to those proposed existing plant rules.
At all.
And we have quite a lot to go on just from that 30-state meeting. And we could pick things that seem to be pretty universally lobbied for among those 30 states. There was quite a lot of consensus, it seemed to me, on where we should be headed.
Well, that's a great idea, Julie. We could do that. And then we could, I'll talk to John McKinney on the committee and ask if it's one we could introduce in the Clean Coal Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then see from there how it goes. Great idea.
Randy?
Okay. Randy, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, any other items for discussion that we've missed from anyone? Alana? Anybody else? Going once, going twice? I feel like there's something we missed.
Can someone remind me when we are to have the evals due? What day? It's June already.
It's June already.
Friday. Okay. All right.
For all of you to have yours.
Boy, what
due,
happened
right?
to May? I mean,
that's
really.
That's why we set those dates so far out. Okay, let's go right into scheduling. This could be world-class record speed for a meeting today. All right. Almost there. Okay, XL Energy Pie Meeting. Daryl, what do they got for dates for us?
We have four dates that they have sent to us, and that's June 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th.
Say that again, Daryl.
June 19th.
Okay.
The 20th.
20.
26th, and 27th.
Okay. 19th is bad for me. The 20th in the morning is okay. 26th is Steve Strege's retirement, but we could do something in the morning. Either of those two dates works for you, Julie or Randy, the 20th and 26th in the morning?
The 26th, no.
Okay.
The 20th, yes.
Randy, how does the morning of the 20th work for you?
The morning does.
What's the weekend of the 20th? Where is it? The doings. Oh, that's the partial. Yeah.
In the evening of the 20th, I'll be attending a wedding, so I don't want to be.
No, I've seen
obligating yeah. myself too far into the afternoon. But.
No, I would 9 o'clock on the 20th.
Sure.
Does that work, Daryl?
They're actually they recommend an 11 a.m. on the 20th. And again, it's more because of
they have
flights,
to fly in.
Commercial flights. They look at 11 to 12:15.
Works for me, but does that work for you, Randy?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. And if they can do 10:30, that's fine. If they could go 10:30, that'd be better. But if they can't, that, just because those pie meetings never get done in an hour.
10:30.
Well, ask them if 11 if they can't do 10:30, then 11 is fine.
They're flying commercial, then they probably don't have a lot of flexibility. Right. But
yeah,
June 20th again.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. That wasn't so bad. All right, salary and bonus allocation. We're going to have a scheduling meeting for the three of us to get together and talk about that, right, Daryl?
Right.
Okay, so that's going to take some time, right? And when will we want to do that, Josh? When are these things due again? I always forget. End of July. Okay.
What does that mean?
It means.
So how much time do you need? So when do we need to have it to you?
Well, typically, when these meetings for commissioners, don't always happen in the first one. So, I mean, it's sometimes a long three meetings to kind of talk through and talk through again.
Yeah.
Probably needs to be done by mid-July.
Okay.
Was there a conflict in the 26th you said, Julie, you had?
Say that again?
Did you have a conflict in the 26th you said?
Yes.
Okay.
You might too. That's a date I proposed for the chamber in Fargo at noon.
Okay.
Performance bonuses need to be decided this by end of June.
Right. How about the? I'm trying to jump around here. The morning of the 13th, or the morning of the 12th of June. Then we could do the bonuses then, and get our first discussion at the salary. I'm open the 12th or the 13th of June in the morning.
I am too.
Yep, I would say.
Do you have a preference? The 12th?
Well, do either of those days have anything to do with our work session? Is there any specific dates that Jerry's looking for on the work session, maybe before we...
Okay.
Because this, it would basically be four of us that need to meet on item number two, right?
Right.
Might be a little bit bigger circle for number three.
Okay, we can... Well, let's just jump to that then. Jerry, do you have a date for the work session on the Sunflower Wind?
When do you come back from Mark?
I'm out that whole next week. So that's why the 12th,
I'd say as soon as you...
The first opening I have is the 12th in the morning.
Okay, so as soon as you get back, whenever you can do it.
Can you do it June 12th?
Can I have a hearing, or somebody has a hearing on the table, is that?
I hope not.
No, there's nothing on the 12th.
Oh, I'm looking at May, I'm sorry.
What about next week? Like the third, you know,
I don't get back until the fourth, and okay, I take off again the fifth.
Oh, okay.
So the 12th of June works, Jerry?
That is the Thursday, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Well, how about this? At 9 o'clock, we do the work session on Sunflower Wind, and at 10 o'clock, we start the discussion on the salaries and bonus till noon, and then at noon, we're done, if that works for the two of you.
I like that, because if the Sunflower Wind discussion
runs a little long,
ends early or goes too long, it's pretty easy to adjust our salary and bonus allocation discussion.
Could we even say 8:30?
Whatever works for you, Commissioner. 8:30 is fine.
Let's start at 8:30, then we have
a
bit more time.
So let's go 8:30 to 9:30. How about this? Alana's over in the corner, like always. If we do this, if we announce 8:30. For both meetings, then we can run them.
That's fine.
Okay.
We need a specific time. So
okay.
Either 8:30 for both or 8:30 and 9:30.
Let's do 8:30 for both, Daryl. Okay. So we'll do 8. So then, whatever time we're done with the Sunflower Wind, we can go right into the salary discussion.
June 12th, 8:30 for both meetings. Yeah.
That work, Randy?
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Easy day, right? Okay. Now, Mr. Dell would like to schedule a meeting on further discussion about our public utilities position, correct?
Yes. Preferably as soon as possible. But
when are we ready to hire this individual?
What was that?
When are we ready to hire? Where's the hiring update? We have the person we're interested in, right?
Yes, we do. And we do have the reference checks came back. So those are completed. We're ready to make an offer.
Could we do it? I'd kind of like to just see the resumes and just to see this person.
Sure.
But I'd be happy to do that as part of a discussion and I'd be open to doing it today. We've got a little extra time here.
I think today would be a good time.
What is it, tomorrow?
We had a hearing today at 1.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't go. But we had
what if we did it before? You're not ready to do it.
That's not much time to review. No. But what if we review it? Whoever wants to for the next hour and maybe later in the day. And tomorrow we have our biannual budget meeting scheduled from 10 to 11. Can we work this discussion in either before or after that?
I'm actually going to be doing that biannual budget discussion from the road.
Well, let me propose something out there to the two of you and Mike, too, of course. Mike made, a very compelling argument in your email. And I think that, for me personally, what I'd like to do is do what Julie said, is review it and then come back what I think is a reasonable range to offer to this individual. So if the three of us, usually Daryl comes back with a recommendation of this is what I think we should pay this guy. And then the three of us will then tell him what we think about that. And then I think I don't know that we necessarily need a work session to talk through it, because I think you've made your points and pretty solid. And so unless there's further convincing, I think that if the three of us will look through it, we could still...
I'd like to have a work session personally, just because this is a major hire. This person is going to be here hopefully a long time. And
okay, well then...
I don't need an hour to talk about it, but okay. Half an hour.
Could we do it in advance of our MDU Menard work session? That's scheduled for 9 o'clock on Friday?
That's fine with me.
Yep, that would work for me. Cool. Or at the completion of that, whichever. Actually, let's do it at the... Can we do it at the completion?
Sure, that's a good idea. So at 10 o'clock on May 30th, the work session on hiring this individual. Mike, that work for you?
Perfect.
All right. And then, Daryl, you can have all your stuff ready to go. So then the thought would be that at the conclusion of that meeting, hopefully we could make an offer to this guy or gal.
Perfect.
Because I don't want to labor this too long.
Don't want to wait too long either.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank Mike for bringing that up. And I had one here to schedule that... Julie Prescott, where's Julie at? Who did the call before you dig hearing? We had the one. Let's see, Josh, can you go track down one of those guys, either Pat or Julie?
That's me.
Alana.
Pat, well, me and Julie, but yeah.
Well, I'm trying. We don't have a work session scheduled.
I didn't know if the late filed exhibit was in, and I had seen Aaron's note when it had to be
I guess what I'd like to do is schedule a work session on that and then get it taken care of, if that's okay with you too, because that one's kind of hanging out. Thanks, Josh. That's hanging out there, and as tough as it is to schedule stuff. So we're back to that June 12th and 13th again.
Well, I'm gone the 11th through the 19th.
I think we could probably have a work session, even if you weren't there. Austin,
that'd be okay. That's fine.
You're in charge. You can handle it then. Julie, are you around the week of June 12th or 13th?
Yes.
Does that work for Andy
okay,
or Julie?
Say that again.
You know,
which case is this?
I got caught up in the shuffle of who's going to run and get Pat or Julie, and just like that, they just appeared here. I kind of forgot what it is we're looking at.
Commissioner, this is a work session on...
I don't know the case number off the top of my head.
The guy that contested his...
Tom's backhoe.
Oh, yeah.
It's a work session on that, and I want to get that scheduled because I want to get Tom his answers quickly because he's a good man. And so, Pat, we're waiting for some late-filed exhibits, I guess, or something, right? Are you able to do a work session June 13th in the morning?
I'm on the advocacy side of that particular case.
So you don't worry about the work session then? We need...
Advisory, Alana, and Julie Prescott.
Okay, so Julie Prescott, are you available the morning of the 13th? I should ask my colleagues if you guys are available first.
I am, I think.
You are? Randy, you okay the 13th in the morning?
There's something about Anderson Seed here. Oh, that's just the last day to file, so we don't have anything. Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay, how does this sound? 9 o'clock on the 13th, and Austin, you'll be our legal counsel that day. Alana will brief you up. Is this your first chance, Austin, to shine in this capacity?
Well,
good answer.
It's a quote of the day, Austin. Quote of the week.
Nice, quietly. I shine all right. So
your
mom would
be very proud.
Okay, so Austin and Julie, you have your stuff ready to go on the 9 o'clock on the 13th of June. And Daryl, you'll find out the case number so we can get that out.
I'll get that out.
Tom's back home.
With Esther on that.
Okay. I have nothing else to add for scheduling. Julie, Randy?
Nothing else.
Anybody else?
No.
Holy moly, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting in 59 minutes.